Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, time to take off that mask, but the TSA says not so fast. Wear your mask is still required.
Plus, why one theater hopes the new masking rules will help get their audiences back a little sooner.
It's a tale these North Bay neighbors will have for years to come. A bear takes up residence in their backyard, the damage it left behind when it finally ran away. Good morning, everyone. It is Friday, May 14th. I'm Michelle Griego.
And I'm Lynn Keys. Good morning to you. The cool down continues. Mary joins us now with our Friday forecast.
Good morning to you. Happy Friday, London, Michelle. And we are looking at a bit of drizzle out there with that onshore flow. So that stronger ocean breeze kicking in for us. And you can see a wet San Francisco Mark Hopkins Hotel camera with that drizzle first thing this morning. Temperatures running in the 40s and in the 50s. And as we head through the afternoon, very similar to yesterday. So we're looking at a cool day along the coast and around the bay. Mid-50s in Pacific. Pacifica, 58 in San Francisco, 65 in Oakland, and a mild day inland with many locations into the mid to upper 70s inland this afternoon. So we have those clouds, and we are looking at even some drizzle and maybe some sprinkles on Saturday. We'll talk about that coming up. Let's check in with Gianna. How are the roadways on this Friday morning?
You know, not too bad. Just a little bit of slowing as you head into the Altamont Pass this morning. So westbound 580 getting bogged down slightly right at that 205 connector to just about Grantline. Other than that, everything looks really good. No delays as you head towards the Dublin interchange. In fact, travel times only about 32 minutes to go from 205 over towards 680. East Shore Freeway clear as well as Highway 4. And right now, no troubles along 101 out of the South Bay. Now, there is some road work, some overnight closures still in effect along 84 between Palomares and Main Street. That is in the clearing stages. Those lanes should open up within the next couple minutes. So if you are getting ready to head out the door, you should be good to go if you're taking 84. And we're seeing some brake lights on 84, the Vallecitos portion, as you head towards 680. And a quick look at traffic here, north 880, right at 80. No issues as far as delays go, but they are clearing a trouble spot from an earlier vehicle fire there as you head towards the maze. And no delays at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Ann?
I'm Ann Makovic at the Live News Desk. We are keeping an eye on the scene of a church fire we brought you as breaking news live yesterday morning. Crews have been out there all night with heavy machinery trying to shore up the scene and make it safe enough for investigators to come in this morning and try to figure out exactly how this fire started. They've been removing external walls and stabilizing what's left. This fire broke out at just after 5 a.m. yesterday in a vacant two-story building on the grounds of Christ Community Church of the Nazarene. It turns out that that church recently sold the property there in Concord, and it was being converted into affordable housing. So no word on the cause yet this morning, but we're going to keep our eye on that investigation. Lena Michelle.
And thank you. Now to coronavirus. There has been a flurry of messages from various federal agencies about wearing masks.
Vaccinated people don't have to wear them in most situations, but it all depends. Let's get right to Kit Doe, who is live at SFO, to break it all down. Kit.
Good morning. So let's start with this tweet from the White House yesterday. Perhaps you have seen it. It had a simple graphic that read, quote, fully vaccinated people can stop wearing masks. Now, that was tweeted at 11:18 a.m. and retweeted by the CDC immediately. And then 17 minutes later, the CDC tweeted this update. If you are fully vaccinated against COVID-19, you can resume activities without wearing a mask or staying 6 feet apart, except where required by federal, state, local, tribal, or territorial laws, including local business and workplace guidance. And then a couple hours after that, the TSA Pacific tweeted this graphic, face masks required. TSA requires proper wearing of face masks per federal law. Face masks are to be worn at all times. Failure to comply will result in denial of boarding or removal and may result in penalties. So, to clarify, some public places where you are at prolonged exposure to strangers in close confined spaces, you'll still need to wear a mask even if you're vaccinated. And this includes public transportation, courtrooms, and where required by law. But in smaller settings like home gatherings, gyms, movie theaters, church, restaurants, bars, the CDC says no masks are needed.
That's been one of the things that's been the concern, saying, if I get vaccinated, what difference is it going to make? My life hasn't really changed that much. Well, now your life is going to change that much. For people who are not vaccinated, this might be an incentive for them to get vaccinated.
And for now, after a year of hard work and so much sacrifice, the rule is very simple. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do.
So, psychologically speaking, a lot of folks are not ready to let that mask go. The bottom line here is that to keep it handy because the masks are not going away completely anytime soon just yet. We're live at SFO. Kit Doe, KPIX 5.
The news of mask restrictions loosening for fully vaccinated Americans took many by surprise here in the Bay Area. This theater at San Jose State has been closed for more than a year, but now those who work here are hoping the first act of a post-pandemic world could be coming soon. It's still unclear what an audience will look like once it reopens.
Right now, it's looking very encouraging, and I'm really hoping for about 6 to 8 weeks from now that we can begin to have activities safely inside our building again. Once we open up to the public, my vision is that no one will be masked.
The owners of Hammer Theater Center are hoping to expand beyond its own plays and concerts and participating in some of San Jose's big name late summer events like the Jazz Festival.
Happening today, the Santa Clara County Supportive Housing Team is hosting a vaccine clinic and supportive services event for people in need. The goal of the event is to close the vaccine equity gap. The event will not only help people get vaccinated in San Jose, but also give them access to food, stimulus check signups, and referrals to housing. The clinic lasts from 9:30 until 4 at San Jose City Hall. For details on all Bay Area vaccine sites, we have a resource guide for you at kpix.com/vaccine.
This morning, a bear is back home in the North Bay wilderness after roaming the streets of a San Anselmo neighborhood. The bear was spotted perched on a tree in the backyard of a family home. The homeowners could barely believe it when they saw the animal in their yard. And that bear sat in the tree for more than 3 hours. Look, that's a big bear there. Officers had to make banging noises to keep the 200-pound animal in the tree while the Department of Fish and Wildlife devised a plan to get him out safely. Officers cleared streets to give it enough space to find its way home, and it eventually made its way down, darted through another backyard, and smashed through a fence.
I said, bear, an actual bear? And she said, yes, B-E-A-R.
That's how you spell it. Longtime San Anselmo residents say they've never seen anything like this before and that it's a tale they'll tell for years to come.
New this morning, there's a proposal that would require annual UC tuition to increase for each incoming class and stay unchanged for up to 6 years. California students entering next fall would face an increase of $642. A third of all new tuition revenue would go to financial aid.
To the Port of Oakland, where new numbers show last month the port moved a record amount of imports. The port handled the equivalent of over 100,000 20-foot containers in April alone. That's up 25% from a year ago and the largest monthly amount of imports in the port's history. Rebounding consumer demand as the economy bounces back is driving the surge in imports.